This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
First question. How do I teach Hayya to my kids?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we start off with this first question, and it's such an important and a great question, especially in the time that we are living in. Al-hayat, modesty. The question is, how do I teach my children modesty? And how is a person nurtured and disciplined and raised upon al-hayat, modesty? First and foremost, modesty or al-hayat, this is from the great teachings of al-Islam. And we need to focus on this type of teaching, especially to our children, especially in the day and age that we live in. Today, there is plenty of filth. There is plenty of corruption out there. And what differentiates a Muslim from other than a Muslim is this quality of al-hayat. Subhanallah. The believer has al-hayat. Other than the believers, they don't know the meaning of hayat. And they don't have haya and modesty in their life. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in an authentic hadith, لِكُلِّ دِينٍ خُلُقٍ. Every religion has manners and characters. وَإِنَّ خُلُقَ الْإِسْلَامِ الْحَيَاءِ. And the character of Islam, the manners that are taught in Islam are haya. It is all about modesty. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned that al-Iman bid'un wa sittuna shu'bah, that Iman is of many branches. There's almost 70 branches of Iman. And then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, wal-haya'u shu'batun min al-Iman. Modesty is a branch of faith. Meaning the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tied modesty to faith. So what does this mean? If a person has modesty, then he has Iman. He has Iman. And the one who does not have modesty, he doesn't have haya, his Iman, his faith is incomplete, it's deficient, it's missing. Well, not only this, but also so we can learn about the importance of haya. Each and every single prophet that was sent to mankind taught their people about this great quality and character of al-haya, modesty. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ مِمَّا أَدْرَكَ النَّاسِ مِنْ كَلَامِ النُّبُوَّةِ الْأُولَى إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِ فَاصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from the words, from the prophetic words that were shared and that were spread to every community that came on earth was, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِ فَاصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتْ, was modesty. And then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person doesn't have modesty, then go and do what you will. And this is not yani a command to go and do what you will. This is rather a warning. Meaning, if you don't adhere to modesty, then go and do what you want, for you will be accountable and questioned for it on the day of judgment. So what holds us back from sin and transgression and disobedience is the character of al-haya, modesty. And this is why it is important to know and to answer this question of how do we develop this modesty within ourselves and in our children especially. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was described, كان أشد حياء من العذراء في خدرها. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the best of those who applied the character of haya and modesty in his life. And he was described that he was more modest than a virgin in seclusion. And you know, a virgin woman, when she is in seclusion, when she is alone with her husband for the very first time, how modest and how shy is she at that moment? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more modest than this. Allahu Akbar. So let's first define what haya is, and then we give yani quickly certain examples on how to teach your children and instill within them al-hayat. So what is hayat? We need to first define and understand. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once came out to the companions and he said to them, "Istahyu min Allahi haqq al-haya." He said to them, "O companions, be modest and shy of Allah Azza wa Jal." Now this hadith is going to define what modesty is. He said to them this. So the companions, they said, "Inna nastahyi min Allahi haqq al-haya." They said, "O Messenger of Allah, we are shy, we are modest of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are shy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So then he said to them, "Laysa kathalik." No. This is not what I mean. He said to them, "Inna man istahya min Allahi haqq al-haya, falyahfadh al-ra'sa wa ma wa'a, walyahfadh al-batna wa ma hawa, walyadhkur al-mawta wal-bila, wa man arada al-akhirata taraka zinat al-hayat al-dunya." And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defined modesty with four things. He said, whoever is truly modest and shy of Allah Azza wa Jal, then he needs to do four things, and that would aid him in developing modesty. Number one, فَلْيَحْفَظِ الرَّأْسَ وَمَا وَعَى. He must safeguard his mind and that which surrounds it. So you need to safeguard your mind and that which surrounds it, your eyes, the nose, the ears, the mouth. So what this means is don't allow yourself to read and to come across filth and corrupt material. Expose your mind to only that which is guidance and pure and authentic. So in this case here, when you're raising and nurturing your children upon al-haya, upon modesty, make sure that you only buy them books that teach them guidance and teach them good ways of how to live a successful life, a life that is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the eyes also, a person must guard his eyes. There is modesty in this. So you teach them from a young age what is permissible to look at, such as the sky, well, Quran, look at your parents, look at what Allah Azza wa Jal has made halal, and avoid looking at the haram. Teach them from a young age what haram is. When you go by and pass, drive onto the roads or walk into the malls and you see billboards of naked women and naked men and so on, tell them this is haram. And we are not allowed to look at these filthy images and these images of women and men that are naked. Tell them this. Don't just cover their eyes, or don't just ignore the billboard and walk off. Every time you come across a billboard or an advertisement on the television or whatever it is, make mention of it, discuss it, and say, these are people that don't have haya, and you, my child, I will raise you upon al-haya. So do not be like this and do not look at this. And this is how you teach them to guard, safeguard their eyes. If the eyes has been safeguarded and it has been turned away from the haram, then this is modesty in a person's eyes. And then also the words, teach them to speak good words and refrain from bad, evil words, such as swearing, cursing, insulting, backbiting, gossiping. Teach them of these matters and how much of a grave sin they are in Islam. And also their ear, and make sure they are listening to that which is permissible and that which is recommended, and the good words. Well, haram words, teach them to keep away from this. If there is a gathering of backbiting and slander and gossip, walk away, move away, tell them, get up and go. Otherwise, you'll join the people in their sin. Now, this is the first part of modesty that has got to do with the head and everything around it. So we worship Allah Azza wa Jal with the blessing He's given us of the eyesight, the ears, and our tongue, and our minds. And we do not use them to displease Allah Azza wa Jal. Whoever keeps away from the haram when it comes to these organs of the face and the head, now he is modest. He has modesty. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلْيَحْفَظِ الْبَطْنَ وَمَا وَعَى. And to safeguard the stomach, the abdomen area, and that which is surrounds it, and that is the privates of a person. So you need to teach your children that part of haya is that you only eat that which is halal and avoid that which is haram, even if you're going to starve. Unless a person reaches a state of almost between life and death, he can eat that which is impermissible. And that's a different matter to discuss. But the idea is, teach them to only eat that which is halal and to earn a living from halal means. And then to also safeguard their privates. And that is the private organs. That here is a matter of hayat as well. So from a young age, when the child is growing, you teach them to go to the bathroom and to close the door behind them. Sometimes children go to the toilet, they keep the door open, and their brothers and sisters walking, they can see them. Slowly, slowly, this becomes something natural. Don't do this. Teach them to close the door behind them when they enter the bathroom. Sometimes children are scared. They don't want to close the door because they're scared. So reassure them and go and hold the door closed and stand behind the door. Tell them, I'm here and I've just closed the door so that no one sees you. This has a great impact on the children as they're growing. This is something important. As the child grows, when he wants to dress or take his clothes off, make sure they go to a room in by themselves or away from their brothers and sisters, and that they clothe in private. This is how you're going to teach them al-haya. Also, when it comes to activities, I know in schools, because you're speaking about children and children go to school, and some schools, they offer swimming classes, right? There are swimming classes and they take the students, the boys and the girls, to a swimming pool, whatever it is. And then the boys and the girls, they dress the way they dress for swimming, and they all swim among each other. This is haram. This is not allowed. You do not want to nurture your child upon this kind of teaching. So if that's the case, then avoid the swimming classes altogether. Avoid sending your children to these swimming classes altogether. These swimming classes that are mixed between the boys and the girls from year 5, year 6, year 7, whatever it is, these are only breaking al-hayat. They are destroying modesty within the child. They are making them believe that swimming with this kind of outfit in front of other boys and girls is all fine. It's all good. And as a result, we destroy slowly and slowly al-hayat within these children. So avoid sending your children to mixed classes at the swimming pools and swimming centers and so on. Now, for this is how a person is going to guard his privates. حَتَّى النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ He said, when the children reach the age of 10, فَرِّقُوا بَيْنَهُمْ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ Separate between them when it comes to the bed. So when children, when your girls and your boys, your daughters and your sons, and even if you only had sons or you only had daughters, it is not allowed to have them on the same bed under one blanket. It is haram to have them under one blanket. Why? Why is this? لأن العلماء رحمهم الله said that the children at the age of 10, as Ibn Hajar رحمه الله mentioned, this is an assumed age in where they now know sexual matters. They understand sexual matters at this age. So by the age of 10, separate. The children at the age of 10 are supposed to learn sexual education. They know about these matters by this age. And if someone asks, when do we teach them sexual education and so on? At this age, by the age of 10, you're supposed to teach them. Then this is the age where you're supposed to separate in the beds because they know of these matters. Now, for this is also a way in how to instill al-hayat and modesty in your children when they're still in your house and they have reached the age of 10. Now, for all of these are very important. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلْيَذْكُرِ الْمَوْتَ وَالْبِلَى And always remember death and the ending of a person, that you will all end, you'll become dust, you'll become dirt. That's the end of a person. When you consistently remember death and how a person would end in his grave, that also instills modesty and hayat within a person. Because such a person now becomes content with what Allah Azza wa Jal has given him. And he rushes to do good deeds and he rushes to at-tawbah. As opposed to a person who neglects the topic of death and doesn't remember death. This person, his haya, his modesty would be deficient. Because if you do not remember death, you're not content with what you have. You'll always be greedy for more. And you will delay your tawbah and you'll delay doing good deeds. So a part of modesty is always to remember death. It keeps you humble. It keeps you modest before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally said, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ تَرَكَ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا And whoever wants the afterlife, whoever's looking forward to the afterlife, then he should detach from the adornments of this worldly life. So take from this worldly life what you need, no problems. But the things that you don't need and they are wants for you, keep away from them and teach your children this. Every time you go into a store and the child wants this and he wants that, Don't answer and give them everything they want. You're not teaching them haya in this matter. You tell them, listen, there are needs and there are wants. What are the things that you need, my son, my daughter? I'll buy it for you, no problems. And the wants, we can't have too much of this. We are going to reduce our wants. You want a toy, we might buy one every month, once a week, once a month, whatever it is. You find something that where you do not attach them to the enjoyments of this worldly life. And of course, a child from the age of 0 to 7, this is playtime, this is fun time, this is enjoyment. Go ahead and play with the children at this age. And then after this, you need to start teaching them the real meaning of al-hayat from 7. From the age of 7 going up, this is where we need to now start implementing those things that I spoke about, of closing the door of the bathroom, go and change alone in your room, the swimming classes and so on. From the age of 7 going up, this is where we need to be. We need to be careful, because this is where they're going to start learning quicker and quicker. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam.